You're listening to SBS News. Australia will be reopening to international travel sometime in November. That's the promise from Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who says the international borders will reopen once the states and territories reach an 80% full vaccination rate. Mr. Morrison says fully vaccinated Australian citizens and permanent residents will be able to avoid spending 14 days in hotel quarantine, which comes at a cost of around $3,000.
7-day home quarantine for Australian citizens and permanent residents fully vaccinated with a vaccine approved for use in Australia or recognised by the TGA. And 14-day managed quarantine for anyone not vaccinated or vaccinated with a vaccine not approved or recognised by the TGA.
People who can't be vaccinated, like young children or those with a medical exemption, will be permitted to quarantine at home. The Therapeutic Goods Administration has recommended the Chinese-made Sinovac and India's locally produced version of AstraZeneca, known as the COVID Shield vaccine, should be considered as recognised vaccines for the purposes of travel. Australia already recognises AstraZeneca, Pfizer, Moderna, and the single-dose Johnson & Johnson Janssen vaccine. A negative pre-flight test is expected to continue to be a requirement, and the government is understood to be considering the use of rapid antigen tests. The federal government says it will work with states to remove the travel caps for vaccinated travellers. Those caps have forced airlines to charge expensive airfares for those who manage to secure flights back to Australia. The international border has been effectively closed since March last year, with people only allowed to leave if they've secured a travel exemption. Qantas responded by stopping virtually all international services, with some of its aircraft used on government-sponsored repatriation flights. Other airlines completely withdrew services, while a handful, including Singapore Airlines, Qatar, Delta, and United Airlines, kept flying. Margie Osman from the Tourism and Transport Forum says getting overseas carriers back to Australia will be one of the priorities.
The biggest challenge we're going to have is in fact getting sufficient airline capacity. So for both state and federal governments, the trick now is going to be how we attract all those international aviation carriers back to Australia so we've got enough seats to put travellers on.
At least 45,000 Australians and permanent residents who are overseas have indicated they wish to come home. Commercial flights out of Australia will resume for the fully vaccinated. And Scott Morrison says the government will consider quarantine-free travel with countries such as New Zealand. He says those people wanting to head overseas will be able to access a vaccination document that will be recognised by other countries.
Australians who want to travel overseas, once restrictions are removed, will be able to access an internationally recognised proof of vaccination document. That'll be in the coming weeks to prove their vaccination status abroad. And that proof of vaccination for international travel will include a QR code that is readable globally. It works in with the ICAO systems that are used all around the world.
All authorised workers in Victoria will be required to have had at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine by the 15th of October if they wish to continue to work on site. Victoria has recorded 1,143 new cases and 3 deaths after a big spike in infections on Thursday. 50.2% of people aged 16 and over are now fully vaccinated, while 80.9% have had at least one dose. And Victorian construction sites will reopen with restrictions from Monday after the 2-week shutdown that led to big protests over a vaccine mandate for construction workers. New South Wales is reporting 864 new cases and another 15 COVID-related deaths, its highest daily toll yet. The ACT has seen a big rise in COVID cases with 52 new infections and 2 more deaths. The deaths are 2 people aged in their 80s who lived in an aged care residence and both were receiving palliative care. Queensland has recorded 2 new local cases as the state grapples with a COVID-19 cluster in the aviation sector. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says a lockdown is not needed at the moment, but if infections become unlinked, then the situation could change.
We do need to make sure that people in Brisbane, Logan, Gold Coast, Moreton Bay, Townsville and Palm Island continue to adhere to those stage two restrictions. We need people to keep getting tested. We need people to keep wearing this mask.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.